Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
The dating pool is full of pee. I choose to believe differently because I'm in the dating pool, and I'm not full of pee. You want the successful business, but you won't commit to staying the course. You won't even take the dang on course. You can't commit to doing the work long enough to make it great. The things that you are saying are the things that you are programming your mind to believe. Welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins. I am Donnie Wiggins, your favorite business coach. I work with entrepreneurs every day to help them start, grow, and scale their businesses. And I also mentor entrepreneurs in my mentorship community, Actionable CEO, where I work with entrepreneurs who are interested in personal, professional, and financial development. And today I want to focus on some personal development. Today, I want to talk to you about how your beliefs are the exact reason that you are living the life that you are living today, all right? Your life is a reflection of your beliefs. Your reality right now, I want you to think about the life that you're living. Everything that's around you, the people that's in it, the opportunities that you have taken advantage of, the opportunities that you've passed on, the opportunities that you have not yet received. I want you to take a look at the life that you are living, everything, how your children behave, how your circle shows up for you, how you love on people, how people love on you, where you live, what you drive, how much money you make, all the things. Your reality is built by your beliefs. The life that you're living today is a direct reflection of what you've consistently believed about yourself, what you've consistently believed about your abilities, and what you've consistently believed about your worth. If you believe that success is hard, then you're going to struggle your way to success if you ever even experience it. I'll say that one more time. If you believe that success is hard, then you are going to struggle your way through to success if you ever even achieve it. If you believe something is hard, it's going to be hard. If you believe that something is simple, then the journey will be a whole lot simpler for you than a person who believes that something is hard. If you believe that money is scarce, that money is limited, that money does not come easily to you, that you're not a magnet for money, that you don't attract money, you will always be in lack. If you're always worried about being sick, then chances are you're always attracting sickness. Your reality is built on your own beliefs. And we have to start to reprogram our subconscious so that we can start to have more of a quality of life. And here's the thing. We've heard too many people talk about the subconscious mind. We've heard too many people talk about how your mindset is a direct reflection of the life that you're living. And we're not actually focused on those things. We're not training those things. We train our body in the gym. If you are a woman with curly hair, you train your hair to be straight. We train all kinds of parts of us, but we're never really focused on what we believe. And it's so strange to me because 95% of our daily actions come from our subconscious programming. 95% of the decisions that you make, 95% of the actions that you take come from your subconscious programming, meaning what are you thinking deep, deep down inside? What are the thoughts that are in the back of your head? What are the thoughts that you're meditating on and really holding deeply in your heart every single day? 95% of the things that you do are a direct reflection of those beliefs. So should it be worth it to you to spend some time to train your mind? Should it be worth it to you to spend some time training your mind? Your beliefs that you have today, many of which were formed in your childhood, Many of us are carrying beliefs that we were taught at age 5, that we were taught at age 3, that we were taught in middle school, that we were taught in high school. Many of the things that you are believing, you question every single day, yet you still choose to believe these things. You question them every single day, yet you still choose to believe these things because it's easier to believe something that you were taught than to challenge your mind and go out and get new information. Are you that person? It's easier for you to believe things that you were taught because you were taught it. You were taught it by people who you love. You were taught it by people that you trust. But many of you are walking around living somebody else's beliefs. You don't even believe this stuff that you're speaking on. You don't even believe these things that you are harboring every single day. But you're allowing it to dictate how you show up. You're allowing these beliefs to dictate what you consider a risk or not. You're allowing these beliefs to dictate how you move. You're allowing these beliefs to dictate how you handle opportunities. For example, Zell, we're taught that if it seems too good to be true, then it probably is, right? Well, if we think about that, if it seems too good to be true, then it probably is too good to be true. Are you suggesting that you believe if it seems too hard to be true, then that's the better opportunity for you? Do your opportunities have to come dressed as a challenge, as an obstacle in order for you to believe it's an opportunity? Sometimes things that are put in front of us really are easy. You don't even believe that if it seems too good to be true, then it must be too good to be true. Because that would mean that you never took advantage of anything unless it were difficult. And if that's how you live your life, then that probably everything right now. 95% of our daily actions come from our self-programming. Limiting belief is keeping us stuck. Limiting belief is keeping you stuck. Limiting beliefs are keeping the people around you stuck. And we have to develop an open mind to start challenging the things that we believe. Why do you believe that it must seem hard in order to be true? Why do you believe that things that come easily to you must be too good to be true? Why does it shock you when good things happen to you because it seems too easy for you? We have to be strong enough, brave enough, courageous enough, and smart enough to start challenging these things, these concepts, these beliefs that we were taught. I want you to think about the things that you believe in wholeheartedly and think about the origin of where many of your beliefs come from. And then I want you to put a name or a face to the person who you remember teaching you these things. We've been taught some amazing principles in life, and then we've been taught some things that are holding us back. We've been taught some things that are holding us back. But who taught you that? And what was their motivation for telling you that thing? Some of our parents taught us things that are limiting to us because they didn't know any better. It was at that time what appeared to be true. They taught us things based on the best of the information that they had, and they had the greatest of intention for us. But truth be told, some of those beliefs are holding us back. One of the things that I was taught growing up is that you don't speak on it until it's done. You hold it to yourself. Don't tell a single soul what you're working on until you've achieved it. And I lived a large part of my life not telling a single soul what I was working on. But you know what would end up happening, Zell? I achieved fewer and fewer and fewer things by not telling a single soul what I was working on. And I remember when I got my very first mentor, I was very closed off in terms of the vision that I had for my life, the goals that I had for my life. Dare I share these goals with anybody? Because I was taught that you don't share what you're working on until you actually achieve the thing. You show up with it. You don't share it. Congratulations, entrepreneur. You made the decision that this will be your biggest and best year ever in business. And I am so excited for you. It's just that you're missing something. The accountability and the mentorship that you said you need, the accountability and the mentorship that you said you were going to get this year. I know you're missing it because I'm not mentoring you inside of my community, Actionable CEO. I see everybody else. I'm looking through the names as I speak right now, and I'm seeing all the names, but I don't see yours. See, Actionable CEOs have something in common. They have three things in common. In fact, they are disciplined. They are action takers. They invest in themselves. But my favorite one is that they are action takers. Oh, wait, no. My favorite one could be that they're disciplined. It could also very much be that they invest in themselves. See, you can't do one without the other if you want major results. So I'm inviting you to check out my community, my mentorship community for entrepreneurs who are interested in personal development, professional development, and financial development. And you want to have a whole lot of fun connecting with other people in the community to network with. If I'm your girl, if I'm your person, if I'm your vibe, check out actionableceo.com right now to see if my mentorship community is the right one for you. In fact, I know it is. So just go there and hit register, join now, whatever. I'll see you on the inside. Bye.
Well, imagine how hard it is to work with somebody to help them develop and improve their lives if they don't share with you what they want out of life. It's an oxymoron, actually. It just doesn't even make sense. So once we were able to break through that barrier, and now I'm able to share with you what I actually want, now you're able to hold me accountable. Now my mentor was able to hold me accountable. Now my mentor was able to help me a path from where I was at that time to the place that I wanted to be at simply by sharing what I really and deeply wanted, what I held near. Now, do you go and spread it out to the whole world? Maybe, maybe not. But do you hold it inside? Do you hold it inside of you? Because that's what you were taught as a kid. Well, not me, not anymore, because I understand that accountability plays a huge, huge role in my success. I understand that accountability plays a huge role in my productivity. I understand that accountability plays a large role in the outcome that I get out of each and every single day. And I can't be held accountable if I lean on the belief of what I was taught as a child raising up, that you don't speak on it, you don't hold until it's. That's a belief. Break up with. I hear entrepreneurs say things all the time like, well, Donnie, how do I get so good at sales? How do I get so good at sales? I suck at sales. Well, if you continue to believe that you suck at selling, then you're going to have conversations about selling that suck. You won't convert customers or leads into clients. You won't sell every day because your mind is so focused on the fact that you suck at sales that it can't produce great selling techniques for you. You can't go into the world every single day and say, I suck at this, I suck at this, I suck at this, and then you approach or attract situations that say, nope, let me show you how to be great at it. I suck, I suck, I suck. Nope, let me show you how to be great at it. Do you understand how many barriers a person would have to break through, a mentor has to break through, a therapist has to break through just to penetrate your subconscious mind? When we can get a head start on the process by saying, you know what? I challenge that belief. I suck at sales. Well, do I really suck at sales, or have I never been taught the art of selling? Do I really suck at sales, or am I just fearful of being told no? Let me deal with the real issue and stop believing that I suck at something that likely I hadn't even tried. If you believe that you're not good at business, then you'll make decisions that reinforce that belief. If you believe that you're no good at relationships, then you'll make decisions that reinforce that belief. You know, a belief that I also challenge in the dating space. People like to say the dating pool is full of pee. I'm in the dating pool, and I'm not full of pee. I'm a good hydrating cup of liquid that's sent here to nourish your body, baby. You want a shot of me, right? And so I don't say things like that. I don't say the dating pool is full of pee because I believe that my beliefs, my mindset directly impact what I attract. So if I want to attract more dating experiences that make you feel like the dating pool is full of pee, then I'll have those conversations and I'll entertain that. But I believe that dating is an incredible experience. I believe that there are outstanding men and outstanding women available who are single, who are focused, who have their stuff together, who are great communicators, who are effective at engaging with each other. I choose to believe differently because I understand the outcome that I want. People used to say all the time, if you want to meet a good man or if you want to meet a good woman, don't go to the club to meet them. Well, I challenge that thought process too. Is it the most ideal place to meet someone? Absolutely not. But if you're a good man and you're a good woman and you found yourself in the club, is it possible that someone may have lucked up and found you? Is that possible? I always felt like, well, I don't know if that's true because I'm in the club and I'm here having a social experience. I want to dance, I want to listen to music, maybe have a cocktail or two, and I want to laugh with my friends. I'm a good person. I'm in the same club that everybody else is in. If someone met me, they hit the jackpot there. We have to start challenging these beliefs, pushing back a little bit on these beliefs and saying, no, you might be meeting the bad apples in the club because you're focused on the person who's over there standing on the club, standing on the couch, throwing all the money, making it rain, drinking out of the bottle, acting a fool, getting drunk. And that's what attracted you. So your dating experience in the club was bad. That's not what attracts me. That's not what I'm attracted to. That's not the image of the person that appeals to me. So then we have two different experiences in the same room. The things that you are saying are the things that you are programming your mind to believe. The dating pool has pee. I'm not good at business. Nobody is buying. Nobody wants. Nobody supports. These are all self-sabotaging beliefs. These are all the money that you make, the places that you live, the opportunities that you think, these are all reflections of these limiting and self-sabotaging beliefs. But if you have confident beliefs, if you shift from I'm not smart enough to I am excited to learn, I'm not smart enough. Well, that says one thing. I'm not smart enough to be in this room. Or, you know what? I am eager to learn to qualify to be in that room. These are different conversations. If you're believing that people like you don't succeed, if you believe that Donnie Wiggins only has what she has and has accomplished what she's accomplished because people like her are born with it, she's got the gift of gab that I don't have. She has the ability to sell things, the same ability that she has, I don't have. If you believe that you'll never be wealthy, you'll just be good enough, then those things will be true for you because that's your limiting beliefs that you are choosing to own. But I am telling you that your life can change in under a year if you change what you believe about yourself. If you change what you believe about yourself, if you set larger goals that are in support of what you deeply desire deep down inside, I know that you are struggling with a belief. You are going back and forth, not with a belief, but with a goal, with a life that you really, really want to live. I know deep down, it's a life that you really want to live that you've not told anybody about. You hadn't shared this life that you really want to live with anybody else because closer to the surface level, you just don't believe that it can happen for you. You don't believe that it can happen for you. But it's holding us back. It's time for us to have a serious conversation with ourselves. It's time for us to audit the things that we are believing. Pay attention to what you're saying every single day. Pay attention to the conversations that you're having every single day. If you're talking to friends and you're telling them about how you're not good enough in something and they're like, yeah, you're right, you're right. Or you're talking to friends and you're saying, I'm not good enough at something. And they're like, girl, you're tripping. Why don't you see in you what I see in you? Those are the people who you want to keep around. It's time for us to identify the beliefs that are holding us back. Look at your results, not just your words. Check your bank account real quick. Is your bank account in line with what you are deeply believing about yourself? Not necessarily the beliefs that you aren't believing in yet. The words that you're casually speaking. Oh, I'm a millionaire, but you're walking around acting like a person who doesn't make any money in the day. Habits don't support the belief. If your habits don't support the things that you claim you believe, you don't believe them. You're just talking out the side of your neck. If you are saying that I am working on my six-figure business, but you're on your sofa and you're sleeping all day, you don't get out of the bed until the late afternoon, you are not working consistently every single day, somebody has to tap you on the shoulder and remind you to do work, then you are not a person that's building a six-figure business. You are on your way to six-figure debt. ourselves, and what you believe shows up in your results. What you believe about yourself shows up in your results. Do you believe that you are worthy? Well, open your refrigerator and see how you're treating your body. What's in that refrigerator? Is it full of junk? Is it full of soda? Is it full of all these snacks that are damaging to your body? Can you really believe that you are top tier? Can you really believe that you are high level when you are fueling yourself with junk? I had to challenge my own self in that way. Side note, they just released this study that was done on Girl Scout cookies. Broke my heart because the Samoas and the Thin Mints go crazy. And they just released a study that said that out of the 22 to 26 or whatever different varieties of Girl Scout cookies you have, it contained the six most dangerous ingredients in our food today. Six most dangerous chemicals and ingredients in our food today. 22 of the 26 included that. And I sent that story to some friends, and they said, I'm going to eat them anyway. Well, I have my flaws, Zell. I do, right? I let a couple of things slide. But if you tell me that the six most dangerous ingredients, all of them at one time are in one cookie, I believe so highly in myself that I can't do it. It's a hard stop. It is a hard stop right now. The belief that you have in yourself shows up in your everyday life. You can't believe that you are fabulous and beautiful and you walk around biased. We'll say that. You can't believe that you are on your way to breaking generational curses, but you are still operating from your place of generational curses. You're still practicing the habits of one who is generationally cursed. You can't say that you are the one in your family that's going to break through the generational wealth, the generational wealth gap in your family, and you are not working hard every single day. If you deeply believed that you were a confident man or woman, what actions would you take? What actions would you take? What actions does a confident man or woman take every single day? How would you behave differently? This is the part where you're taking notes. You're self-auditing. If I deeply believe that I'm this confident person, what actions would I be taking differently? Would I go into networking events and not shrink and instead introduce myself? Would I go into networking events and not stumble on my words? And would I be able to, or otherwise, would I be able to clearly articulate what I do, what I need, what I'm looking for in this room? If you deeply believe that you could make $1 million this year, what actions would you take differently? What actions would you take differently if you deeply believe that this was your year for $1 million? If you deeply believe that this was your year for six figures, actions would you be taking differently? If you deeply believe that your business was due for success, what actions would you be taking differently? Are you taking the actions of a person who believes the things that you wrote in your journal, the person who believes the things that you're saying every day? See, I know that some of you are saying the affirmations, but you don't really believe it yet. You don't believe it yet because your daily habits don't reflect that belief. Your daily habits don't reflect that. Your relationships don't reflect that belief. Who you're engaged with in relationship of all kinds don't reflect that belief. Your choices don't reflect that belief. And your belief is a culmination of your experiences, your conversations, your thoughts, your choices. Are you believing for the right thing? Are you believing for the right thing? Remember, today we are talking about your life being a reflection of your beliefs, and your subconscious mind runs the show. People who believe in their success make really... There's this really cute video slideshow that's going viral on the internet right now that are talking about, they're highlighting rappers who manifested their reality, right? Like Kanye, who was talking about he'd be the biggest, he'd be the baddest, he'd be one of the greats of all time. And at that time, people are looking at him and, you know, thinking that he's arrogant, he's cocky, he's crazy, he's all the things. And then look, fast forward today, he's been a rapper that has been able to amass $1 billion success, right? $1 billion net worth. But we got to see the journey of how he spoke it. He spoke it. There's another artist, Doechii. Doechii, is that her name? Doechii? Doechii Cat. Doechii Cat? Doechii. No, not Doja Cat. Doechii. D-O-E-C-H-I. There's another artist who said the same thing. She made like an Instagram post many, many years ago saying that she would be successful. She's going to be an artist. She's going to break through. And look at her today. Look at her today, right? People who believe in their success make bold moves. They make bold statements. They stand on business. They're firm on it. You cannot convince them otherwise because they already see it in their head. It's already ingrained in them. The belief is there, and there's nothing that you can do to shake them. There's nothing that you can do to break them. But people who believe in failure. And here's the thing. You never add to believing in your failure. You really don't know that you believe in your failure. But people who are believing in failure subconsciously, they hesitate, they self-sabotage consistently in businesses, in relationships, in all the things. People who believe in failure, they hesitate, they self-sabotage, or they avoid risk altogether. Nope, now is not the right time. I don't know enough to, I don't have the money to, I don't have the time to, now is not the right time. And you try to disguise it by saying that you're making a wise decision. I wanna take a little bit longer to do some research. I wanna take a little bit longer to do X, Y, and Z. I need to be in a different position. No, you're avoiding risk, you're hesitating, and you're self-sabotaging because you've been thinking about it. In fact, most of us who are on this journey for success have been praying for a level of success from God every single day. God, please bless me. If you do X, Y, and Z, I will do X, Y, and Z. God, I really need this. God, everything depends on this. My family depends on this. God, please make me a person who creates a level of success that I've never seen before, that my family's never seen before. Please put me in position. And then when he offers you the position, you say, now's not the right time. I need to think about it. I don't have enough time to. Because of my kids, I can't. Because of my spouse, I can't. Because of this, I can't. Because I'm sneezing today, I won't. You're begging for the opportunity. You're praying for the opportunity. You're meditating on the opportunity. And God says, okay, opportunity. And suddenly now you choose the excuse. God places the opportunity in front of you and you choose the excuse because you have these limiting beliefs that cause you to self-sabotage over and over and over again. I also venture to believe that people who struggle to commit to the journey of success also struggle to commit in other areas of life. So if you're someone who are told that you have commitment issues, it could be showing up in your bank account by way of what you won't do to your business. You won't commit to the process. You won't commit to the journey. You won't commit to what's necessary in order to get what you want. You want the successful business, but you won't commit to staying the course. You won't even take the dang on course. You'll sign up for the course, but you won't stay in the course long enough. Well, you are probably also someone who wants the banging body, but you can't commit to the gym routine. You also want the outstanding relationship. You may even be in front of the relationship. You might be in the relationship, but you might not be getting the result from the relationship that you want because you can't commit to doing the work long enough to make it great. How committed are you to making life great? It starts with a shift in your belief. The only difference between a millionaire and somebody who's struggling is what they believe they're capable of. The only difference between a millionaire and someone who's struggling is what you believe you're capable of. When I believe I'm capable, you can't tell me otherwise, and I am behaving as a woman who is capable of whatever it is that I am believing for. I have had a goal of generating $10 million in my business in a single calendar year. Now, this is the second year that I've made that goal. I made that goal last year. I made that goal last year, Zell, but if I have to be completely honest with myself, I never believed that I could do it. See, when I made my first 7 figures, it was a simple shift in a decision. I remember the day David and I were sitting on the set of Social Proof, filming a Social Proof podcast, and we had become disgusted with ourselves for not having already made 7 figures. Why are we so close to it financially, but we hadn't done it yet? Why do we sit and we interview millionaires every single day? So we're in proximity to it. We see the evidence of it. We know that it's possible, but we hadn't done it. I believe it now because I've been around it so much. I see it. I saw it in my mentor. I see it now in my friend group. I see it in front of me in my podcast when I'm interviewing people and they're doing these things. Why hadn't I done it? That all of that, the environment, the encouragement, the motivation, the conversations that I was having, I didn't realize I was creating habits of becoming my own 7-figure income earner. And it happened. I made a decision and all me and Dave focused on were having 7-figure conversations. I do a training called 7-figure conversations. I'll teach about it on Full Transparency soon. All we focused on were 7-figure conversations. And it didn't even take a year later before we became 7-figure income earners. I know that version of me who believes in an idea so strongly, I know the version of me that believed that I could generate 7 figures and the version of me that thought I was on my way to 8 figures last year. Those women were not the same. I did not show up the same. I was still showing up as the person who was maintaining the business that I already generated. But the energy that I had on my way from multiple 6 to 7 figures was not the energy that I had last year from 7 to 8 figures. So I realized I had the goal. I wrote it down. I was speaking it, but I didn't even believe it. I didn't believe it because I wasn't clear on, based on my current portfolio, how do I get there? I wasn't clear. I didn't have a vision. I couldn't really seek clarity by claiming that clarity didn't exist. Instead of saying I don't have clarity, I needed to be a person that said, today I'm going to take the opportunity to get clearer today than I was yesterday. And then if I approach it as an opportunity to get clearer today than I was yesterday, then I'm closer and closer and closer to shifting my belief by gaining this clarity and hitting my goals, closer and closer and closer to that point. But if you sit down and say, man, I don't have clarity, well, that's not a question, it's just a statement, so there's no solution there. Man, I don't have clarity. I'm sitting down, I'm coming to work, I don't have clarity. That's a period. There's no dot, dot, dot. There's no solution. How can anybody respond to that? Instead, okay, let's get some clarity today. There's a dot, dot, dot. There is an action statement. There's a directive. There's a direction. The task is to get some clarity today. Let's work on it. I know what I have to do. Versus sulking in a feeling of what I don't have, I give myself direction to get what I need. Does that make sense? This is the science of reprogramming your beliefs. I believe the term is neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity is the science of reprogramming your belief. Your brain can literally change by repeatedly introducing new thoughts to it. Try it. What do you need to be believing for? What do you need to start believing about yourself? If you consistently and repeatedly introduce new thoughts to your brain can literally change. Think about it. You used to hang out with this group of friends. Y'all talked about and believed a certain thing about yourself. You met a new group of friends and suddenly you start believing and you're impacted now by what they're believing. You start believing what they're believing. You start doing the things that they're doing because you're around it consistently. You're not around this so much anymore. So this activity with this circle kind of starts to turn you off a little bit because you've come over here and you have a brand new mindset. People are saying that you're brand new. You are, because the science of reprogramming beliefs say that if you introduce an idea enough times for a long enough period of time, you can reprogram and change your brain. The thing is, you're not aware. You weren't aware that that was happening. You weren't aware that there's a term. You're not familiar with neuroplasticity. You weren't aware of that until now. But now that you are, you can say, oh, I see why that happened. You can say, oh, I've picked up my spouse's beliefs because I was introduced to a new belief over and over and over again, and I live with it every single day, so now this is what I believe. You weren't familiar, you weren't aware that this is a science, but now that you are, how do you apply it to your real life? You apply it to your real life by being intentionally focused on daily affirmations, not just speaking words that you wrote on paper and stuck on a wall somewhere, stuck in a notebook somewhere, by being intentionally focused on your daily affirmations. You've got to say it. You've got to close your eyes and go to step two, which is visualization. As you're saying the things about yourself that you need to believe, you need to reprogram your subconscious thoughts. You need to reprogram your brain. You are saying these words and you're visualizing it at the same time, and you're consistent. When I started my affirmation process, when I started my visualization process, when I was on my journey to my first seven figures, and even now, I had to say these things over and over and over again. And I don't just say affirmations. I like to, every now and then, I like to pull out my phone, hit the voice recorder, and say my affirmations over and over and over again until I get to a point where I can feel the energy in my own recording. Because we know, I say mine in the beginning of the day, Zell, in the morning. I'm tired. I'm groggy. The energy hasn't clicked just yet. So I'll go in there and say, oh, I have this, and I do this, and I am this, and I am this. And it sounds good, right? But there's no energy there. There's no feeling there. I'm not shifting any frequency with that. I'm just going through the motions. But what happens is, because I say them while I'm getting dressed in the bathroom and I'm saying it over and over and over again, it goes from, I believe in my ability to figure it out. I own my own $10 million business this year. It goes from that kind of energy to, I believe in my ability to figure it out. I generate $10 million from my own business every single day. I have an amazing relationship with my mom. I have an amazing relationship with my daughter. I am happy. I am healthier than I've ever been. I am wealthier than I've ever been. And you know what? I am those things. I am healthier than I have ever been, but I'm saying those things. And what I'm realizing in this moment is that I'm saying it. I am healthier than I've ever been. I am wealthier than I've ever been. I am healthier than I've ever been. I am wealthier than I've ever been. And I started to attract tools, resources, conversations, and people that help support the fact that I desire to be healthier than I've ever been. Now I am a person who's posting on social media about what supplements I take every single day. Who do I think I am? I think I am who I believe I am. If I'm on this journey to becoming the healthiest version of myself, and I'm believing it, I'm affirming it, I'm believing it in my heart, I'm seeing myself at the healthiest state that I've ever been. I see myself aging in a very healthy and graceful way. I'm supporting it by the daily habits that I'm taking of actually taking the supplements, doing the research, looking for alternatives, scanning the things that I'm putting into and onto my body now through the Yuka app that allows me to score the products that I'm using and consuming. If I'm doing these things and I have no choice but to become it, it's showing up in my habits of how I communicate on social media. I'm not as slick as I used to be on social media because that energy doesn't serve me in the season that I'm in right now. I'm still slick. But the energy that's serving me right now are the things that I am believing for. What are you believing for? What are you posting about? What are you sharing? What are you talking about? What are you thinking about? What are you eating? What are you consuming? Who are you hanging around? Who are you dating? Who are you sleeping with? What habits have you sacrificed? Some things that you really, really, really like doing. Are they in support of what you should be believing for right now? Daily affirmations, visualization, exposure to new environments, all these things shift what you believe is possible. Your income and your mindset. People don't say this. They just like to say that your income is the average of the five people that you hang around or the three people that you hang around. Or if you're a loner, it's the average of what you got going on. We always like to focus on the income, but it's not just the income. Your mindset is also an average of the people that you hang around, the five people that you spend the most time with. Your mindset and your income are an average of those people. If you're around a bunch of negative talkers and gossipers, people who are always in conflict, people who are always misunderstood, people who are always almost there, people who are always missing out, people who are always in their feelings, if those are the five people that you are around the most, that you're spending the most time with, I'm not surprised that you're number six. You've got to shift your environment. And Surround yourself with people who change your belief. If your circle normalizes struggle, you'll struggle. If y'all are on the phone together talking about, girl, these bills, they just keep adding up. I can't afford them. The cost of eggs. And I'm not concerned about the cost of eggs. I'll just go make more money. And I don't mean that facetiously, but the truth is, what are we going to do about it? We're not rallying together to reduce the cost of eggs because we don't rally together enough long enough to do anything like that. So if the cost of eggs are the cost of eggs today, then you got to eat the eggs, right? Do you eat eggs? You got to eat the eggs. I'm not about to spend time on the phone for 30 minutes turned around talking to my homegirl about how I have to change everything in my life because the cost of eggs is ridiculous. Instead, I'd rather focus on how to make more money so I can afford all the eggs that I want if eggs are my thing. If you normalize struggle, you're going to struggle. We are in a recession. The economy has changed. My friends and I don't sit around talking about the struggles of the recession. We sit around and talk about creating ideas so we don't fall victim negatively to said recession. How do we pivot? How do we shift? How do we collaborate? How do we join together? What do we do? What should we be investing in? Should we be investing? Should we be saving? What should we be doing? Those are the conversations that we're having right now. Not, oh, our businesses are going to fall apart because we don't talk like that. But the moment something happens to you, you automatically go to the worst case scenario and you gotta stop it. If you start normalizing the best case scenario, your belief system will support best case scenarios. If you start normalizing success, your belief system will support success. If you start normalizing positive outcomes, then your belief system will support positive outcomes. Guys, it's science. Neuroplasticity. Look it up. Look it up. You give your brain the same idea over and over and over and over again, you will begin to retrain your brain. Let's replace negative self-talk with empowering beliefs. I always find solutions. Not I always struggle. I'm always struggling. It just, like, every time I turn around, it's something. I got a flat tire today. Every single time I turn around, it's a struggle. Every time I get paid, it's just something else to pay for. If you normalize struggle, you're going to stay in it. Instead of saying, I'm always struggling, say, I always find solutions. That's one of my favorite things to say. My very favorite affirmation is, I believe in my ability to figure it out. But also, I always find solutions. I always find solutions. I'm not focused on the struggle ever. I'm focused on the solution. When I'm short, when I'm tired, when I'm this, when I'm that, when I don't know, when I don't have the information, I'm focused on the solution. And I always find them. I always find the solution. And the truth is, you do too. You've literally survived everything that you've gone through. You're just taking a longer time to get there because you're focused on the struggle and not the solution. You're believing in the struggle, but you're skeptical about the solution. You're believing in your struggle. The struggle looks very real to you. I get it. Your bank account balance looks very real to you. The mail with all the bills look very real to you. So it's easy to believe in the struggle and be critical about a solution. I don't know if that's going to work. I don't know. Maybe I should do this. Maybe I shouldn't. But we've got to flip it. I always find solutions. I always find solutions. I always find solutions. I want to challenge you to identify just one belief. If you're really ambitious, maybe three. I want to challenge you to identify just one belief that's shrinking you, that's keeping you small, that's keeping you from showing up as your best self, that's keeping you focused on the lack, the less than, the struggle versus the abundance, the more than enough, the success, the solution. Identify one belief, and I want you to speak the opposite of it. And I want you to do this for 30 days, and I want you to come back to this episode or send me a DM on Instagram and say, Donnie, listen, I stopped believing in the struggle and I started to believe in my ability to find solutions. I always find solutions. I stopped believing in the fact that I never have any money, and I started to believe that I am a money magnet. I am a money magnet because life, for however long you've lived it, has always proven you've always kept a dollar in your hand at least. So you have the ability to attract money. It's just the amount is limited to what you're believing for right now. I promise. Come back to me in 30 days after doing this consistently every day. Don't take breaks on it. Don't procrastinate and come back and say it didn't work. Every single day, all day, every day for the next 30 days, come back to this episode. Or you can update me inside of my mentorship community, Actionable CEO. My community where I'm working with entrepreneurs, hundreds of entrepreneurs every single day who are on their journey. They're seeking a shift in belief. They are looking for personal development, professional development, financial development. They want to believe bigger. They need to hear information like this on a regular basis so that they can retrain, reprogram their brain and achieve their goals. I invite you to join us. In fact, I'm giving you 7 days free inside of my community. Go to actionableceo.com. Get your 7 days free. Take advantage of it. Actionableceo.com, you guys. I am looking forward to seeing you on the other side and having a direct hand in mentoring you. And as usual, make sure you're subscribed to the channel. I know you guys are watching the episode and you are engaging with the episode, but do me a favor and hit the subscribe. I need you to be subscribed to the channel, all right? I'll see y'all next week. Bye.